This is Gaza Corner, featuring news and analysis from the Middle East and beyond that's often ignored by the mainstream media. The views and opinions expressed on Gaza Corner are those of me, Dori Stein, and the guests who appear, and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of KALW Public Media. Our guest on Gaza Corner is Palestinian journalist Abir Ayoub. She's from Gaza, based in Toronto. Welcome, Abir.
Thank you for having me.
Since Israel closed the Rafah crossing between Egypt and Gaza in May of 2024, people in Gaza have been unable to leave. Abir, you took the lead at unearthing the story behind a shadowy Israeli-linked organization that arranged flights, three so far, for several hundred Palestinians from Gaza to other countries.
Yes.
But they have to pay the money up front, right?
The first one was a free flight that got only 57 Palestinians from Gaza. And then the second, people had to pay $1,500. And then the third, $2,700. And now, for the upcoming flight, they are asking $4,000 per person.
And how did you first discover that the group, Al-Majd Europe, wasn't what it appeared to be?
I knew it's not a real organization because AI is the key thing at the website. Also, pictures of the employees was made by AI. So I could know it's not a real thing, but I couldn't know what is it. Okay, I know it's not a German organization based in Sheikh Jarrah in Jerusalem, as it claims. I looked up the German registry for organizations. I couldn't find it. But I got to know the whole story when I looked at the names of the organizations they claimed they work with. Three of them were UN organizations, and the fourth was an Estonian company called Talent Globus OU.
And that company was founded by Tomor Janar Lind, who works with a unit in Israel's defense ministry that was set up to remove people from Gaza. The company is entirely suspect. You can't call it. The links on the website don't work. But someone might say, if they're getting people out, who cares how they're doing it?
This is the dilemma. There is no open border for people to leave if they want to leave. So when there is no regular border open, people would navigate the alternatives. Al-Majd, the thing about Al-Majd is not that it lets people out. The thing about Al-Majd is that it doesn't tell people where they are going until the very last point. People at the second and the third flight knew they were flying to South Africa only in Kenya. South Africa had this dilemma. They wanted to make a statement that they don't want to be a part of a project to empty Gaza. But at the end, for humanitarian reasons, they had to allow people in. But South Africa decided to cancel the decision to let Palestinians in without visa.
So what do you see going forward?
I want to tell you that I talked to a father who has his daughter on the third plane. And when the plane was stopped, he was trying to ask around, what do you think is going to happen? And I'm very worried about my daughter. And when I asked him, did you know who these people were before you sent your daughter by her own? She's 19. He said, I didn't know, but I wanted her to leave so she can resume her studies. So I just want you to think how desperate this man can be to send his daughter by her own. He didn't know the destination, but he wanted her to be in an airport so she can fly to Cairo because she wants to study medicine.
Right.
This girl, if she doesn't leave, she's not going to study because there are no universities. There is no educational system at the moment. Lots of professors and doctors were killed. The universities were destroyed. If this girl doesn't leave, and I'm giving you one example of 2 million, you know, if she doesn't leave, she's not going to resume her studies. So imagine how this applies to everyone in Gaza.
Well, thank you, Abir. Our guest on Gaza Corner has been Abir Ayoub. She is a Palestinian journalist from Gaza, based in Toronto. Thank you so very, very much.
Thank you.
The full interview with Abir Ayyub can be found at the Gaza Corner Archive at tangents.com. You can reach me via email at Dori, that's D-O-R-E, at gazacorner.org. I'm Dori Stein.